The Bible is an exciting document that chronicles the long history of God's war to save our souls. I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert, and we are on our brand new set. Thank you, Cherise Parton and Tom Horn, for putting this together for us. It reminds us of a place that we visited when we were in London.
Yes, a very famous address, 221B Baker Street.
I know. Sherlock Holmes, in case you're not aware of that address, and he is the sort of the quintessential mystery buff and detective, and we're going to be using some of our detective skills and traveling across the globe and traveling through the scriptures and many other sources to bring you answers to the Bible's greatest mysteries.
This is the set where we will assemble each week to consider some of the more puzzling questions raised by the text in the Bible. But the point that we want to make, what we hope comes out of this show each week, is that the Bible has answers for many of the mysteries that have confounded humanity since the beginning of time.
That is so true. And we can answer those mysteries from the Bible. So your kids, your grandkids, your nieces and nephews, they can all find those answers that are puzzling them. Because, well, frankly, education systems are now skewed towards very secular replies when a student asks those questions. So we want to arm your children and grandchildren with the truth, and that's capital T truth, that we find in the Bible. And the very first question we're going to ask, or try to answer, is, was there a civilization before Adam was created?
Oh, that's a big one, because there are people on both sides of this issue within the body of Christ, and it is a really compelling mystery. But there are verses in Scripture that suggest, not just in Genesis 1:1, but also in the book of Isaiah,
yes,
that suggest that God did not create the earth to be formless and void. He created it to be inhabited.
Exactly.
And so that suggests that there were inhabitants here prior to the creation of Eden and the establishment of Adam and Eve inside that garden.
Exactly. So, we're going to look at where Eden was,
mm-hmm,
where Eden still is, and whether or not mankind will live heavenly ever after,
mm-hmm,
or earthly ever after.
Oh, yes.
We know there's a new heaven and earth coming, but what about during the millennial age? There are a lot of questions. Who did Cain and Abel marry?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Abel obviously didn't marry anybody, but Seth.
Right.
Where did they get their wives? We'll answer those questions, but we're not going to do it just the two of us. We're bringing in experts as well, like Dr. Tom Horn, Gary Stearman, Timothy Alberino, L.A. Marzulli, mm-hmm, Josh Peck.
Mm. Scholars and archaeologists from around the world, and we plan to travel around the world as soon as travel allows and visit some of these mysterious locations. We've been blessed to see some of them with our own eyes, like the mysterious Monte de Coti, mm-hmm, on the island of Sardinia, the
ziggurat,
a
yes,
stone ziggurat in a place where they are not supposed to exist, Gilgal Rephaim, the Stonehenge of the Middle East, and the newly recognized Serpent Mound of Bashan.
Yes, well, you were one of the first to find that, so we are planning on going back to film even more at that location on Bashan, which, by the way, means place of the serpent.
Mm-hmm.
So to find a serpent mound there is incredible, and it's a whole lot bigger than the Great Serpent Mound here in the United States.
That's correct. And speaking of the United States, there are a lot of mysterious places here in the U.S.
There
that
are.
Raise questions.
L.A. Marzulli has dug into a lot of that, so we'll be talking with him about that. We'll be talking with Josh Peck about, are there aliens?
Yes.
Do you see aliens in the Bible? Did Ezekiel see a UFO?
And why do there seem to be so many over the land of Israel?
Yes, we'll be talking about that as well. So many, many topics that we're going to discuss here on the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. But if you have a question, or if your children or grandchildren have a question, if your students have questions, if you have something you want to send to us, there's a special email. BGM stands for Bible's Greatest Mysteries, BGM@skywatchtv.com.
Mm. And follow us online at Bible's Greatest Mysteries.tv. When the program launches in just a few weeks, we will post all of the episodes there. And of course, you can follow us at skywatchtv.com as well.
We have been planning this for a year, and wanting it for years.
Yes.
And when we approached Dr. Thomas Horn about the idea, he jumped for joy.
Yes. We're truly blessed and that Tom Horn is supporting us in this and actually making it possible, because without him, none of this would be here. And again, thanks to him. Thanks to Cherise Parton, who has done the set layout. Thanks to our good friend Drew Graffia, who's helping us out with cameras and sound. And we thank you for giving us the motivation and the support, the encouragement to go out and do this. Please let us know what questions we can address for you, and you'll see them coming in the months and years ahead, we pray, on the Bible's greatest mysteries.
Amen. We'll do this till Jesus comes back.